let's get right to the heart of the matter here, which is talking about the San Diego chapter of Safari Club International, which does so many great things. And Leif, your big auction is coming up. Your auction dinner in a couple of weeks from yesterday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. February 26th. Uh-huh. It's at the RB Inn, Rancho Bernardo Inn. Starts at 4 o'clock, having a ton of exhibitors, hunts, trips, vacations as far, and drawings for all kinds of items.
And, dude, it starts early. It's like 3 o'clock. I mean, you can show up at 3 and just go till midnight. Yeah. You know, by midnight, you want to be rolled out of there, I think, right, Bob?
That's right.
You've never been rolled out of there, have you, Bob?
Never.
Yeah, but, I mean, you get there at 3 and you could just take in all the exhibits, and I know you have a special thing. I think there's a 2-drink complimentary drinks for anybody gets there before 5 or something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yeah, before 5. And you have to understand that you have a ton of outfitters, exhibits.
From all over the world,
all
right?
over the world, yeah. New Zealand, Africa, Spain. Yeah. I mean, we're talking just all over the world. And also the U.S. I know we have a couple trips for coos deer hunting this time that are up for auction.
Coos deer over in Arizona.
Absolutely.
Yeah, over in Fort Huachuca area.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, those little whitetail, Bob, you ever shoot one of those?
No, but I'd love to. But they're tough.
They're tough.
Oh, they're tough. They're smart.
They're like those little animals in Africa that I know. You've done that, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Those little dikers.
Yeah. Those little guys.
But little guys.
These are bigger than that. The coos deer. I mean, they're But they're kind of a miniature whitetail, aren't they?
Miniature whitetail, but it's the type. It's not your typical whitetail hunting.
Right.
It's spot and stalk.
Mule deer hunting.
Yeah.
It's mule deer hunting for whitetail. That'd be an interesting thing to do. It really would. So I mean, just a lot of hunts and you know, the one thing that I think we need to impress to we have some lady listeners out there. We have quite a few. This is a great place for a gal to go to with her husband because there's so many different. Like the live auction and the silent auction, you have so many baskets and things set up for gals, for ladies that want to put in for the auction or whatever.
And there's some great trips, not just hunting trips.
There's
actually just some absolutely great trips as far as for vacations.
Shoot a trip to New Zealand? I'm on it.
You're there.
years ago, I got a New Zealand trip, and it was awesome. Loved it. Can't wait to go back.
Did you get it in the auction, or did you win it in a raffle? Or?
No, I actually got it in the auction.
Because the bigger stuff is more in the auction, guys, right? You know, you kind of want that anyway.
That's the best deals going, though. Yeah. You know,
really good deals, Bob.
First trip I went to Africa, one of my buddies said, look, we're going to bid on this African hunt. It's for 4 guys. Four animals each. We paid $1,200 for it.
Oh, a piece.
Yeah. No, total.
Entire.
$600
each. Yeah. You get some deals there at the auction.
You can get some just amazing deals.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about it. Guys don't realize, you know, you go down there and that's the whole game inside the game there, Corey. I've been to these things. Yeah. Guys are like going up to the table or signing and they're making sure.
So the best thing to do would be go around and buy drinks for everybody. Get everybody just lubed up and out of the game, right?
Get them out of the game. Corey, you have some experience in this, I can tell. That's cool. So it's February 26th. It's 3 to midnight or so. Any music or anything, or is it just more?
No, it's primarily the auction. There is going to be a great dinner along with that.
A gourmet dinner, correct?
Yeah, the Arby does a great job.
Arby has, really do. They really have a great restaurant. They still have that gourmet restaurant there? I think they do.
I believe so, yeah.
No, we stayed there. Actually, it's only 8 miles from our house, but we actually got a weekend there somehow through some sort of auction or whatever, and it's a great place. RBN is awesome.
Yeah.
Great golf course, too.
Yeah.
Really good golf course right there. All right, so we got that going.